right, all right. Yo, yo, yo. What up, good people? Hey, can I just let me start this episode off with. hey, are you okay?
Sorry, my bad.
Sorry, bro.
My bad.
Pray for the boy. Let me start this episode off by showing some love to my Ethiopian family. Let me tell you something, my guy. I am officially part of the family because I have not gone out into town anyway.
Okay.
And no one, people don't speak to me in English anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Straight Amharic. Straight. Not it, bro. Even like, bro, something was happening in town. Mm-hmm. Someone like, there was this, like, I don't know, maybe it was like a thief situation that just happened or something.
Mm.
And you know when someone, you're just looking and you lock eyes with someone and they just start talking?
Uh-huh.
It was one of those things. And they were obviously, like, explaining. And mm-hmm. there were two people I was with that were, like, laughing because they're, like, it's so funny how no one knows you're not American. Like, you're not from this country, but they just speak to you. And I was like, yeah, man, you know, I'm part of the family now. You know, the skin tone changes. The way I'll be eating the food. Shout out the tubs.
Oh, yeah, we just had a bunch of food.
Now. Quanta fur. I'm out here, man. Anyways, no,
bro,
I was just
I'm
feeling,
so tired, bro.
I was feeling so blessed.
Yeah, if I sound a bit woozy, you know, I'm still recovering. I just had the shiro.
He's waking up. Oh, yeah. Yo!
Right.
Listen, that meal was... It was.
And then I took a tactical for about an hour.
It's necessary. First of all, there's absolutely nothing happening after you eat a whole meal.
Listen, you need to come to Ethiopia.
I'm telling you.
If you're from the continent, you need to pull up here. This place is wild.
Insane.
Also, 10 million people in one city?
What? What? I nearly enrolled in the new university.
Too. And if you have a girlfriend, don't come.
Yeah.
Listen, no, because this therapy is about healthcare professionals, right?
Thank you.
Right? And if you don't have good insurance, I promise you, you'll need a neck brace.
Oh.
After you come here, from turning your head, you'll be like,
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense.
Right? And so I'm telling you, you're going to have to go see someone for your back. Like, listen, what were you doing? Were you on a roller coaster or something? No, I was in Ethiopia. Why?
I was just, you know, head was on a swivel.
My head was on a swivel.
Head was on a swivel.
You see? But now, that's a different story for another day. But what we do want to talk about here, you know.
This is a serious topic.
No, but listen, guys, if you don't laugh or cry.
Yeah, you're right. Right?
You know, in life, you need like an arrangement of things.
Mm.
You know, you'll be talking to your parents sometimes. I'll be like, yeah, no, I'm going to my cardiologist. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Dad, what are you doing? You know, I was on the phone with the wealth manager. What's that?
Yeah. Life is different.
Can I talk to him now? You don't need to know. That's not a conversation.
You don't qualify.
You know what I'm saying? You know, there's things in life. I think you need an arrangement of people in your life.
Come on now.
That allow you to be the best version of you.
Mm.
And that, you know, they help you to manage things.
Yeah.
Wealth manager, what do you... very simple. You manage wealth. So it's like, you know, some. I don't think you have the credentials, the zeros.
The facilities.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's a good point.
Boom, bang. But you know...
Bada bing.
I think in life... Mm. One thing we need to stop doing, is you guys that have gone to therapy, you weaponize therapy speak.
What?
And let me tell you why. The number of times I've heard this person is a narcissist. I don't know if you've dealt with a true narcissist.
Word is not even the in fact my that you
still the fact that you still have your marbles together means he wasn't a narcissist. He was just cosplaying. You understand what I'm saying?
What an episode. I'm loving
it. You know what I'm saying?
And action.
And I'm like, so your therapist, some world-class person, she just put you back together again.
Put you back together.
No, that's Humpty Dumpty.
I know people who do that.
You'll be broken for the rest of your life.
You're done, yeah.
You're not a narcissist. You're just a fuckboy that you liked. Cool, yeah, fuck. But a narcissist? What? Well,
not everyone can be one, eh?
Imagine.
Not everyone qualifies.
Imagine. go into...
Ah, that's a funny
you know,
joke,
you have,
man.
You know, where did you go? Yeah, no, so I did my undergrad at LSE. And then, you know, I wanted to go to America. Yeah. Then I went to Dartmouth. So I'm like, so you went to like the best university in the world and you got played by a guy with the birth certificate. He doesn't even have the original copy, by the way. Like his mom...
She holds the key. I'm not ready.
And that's the guy that put you in therapy. All of that critical thinking. Like, you know, all the mergers and acquisitions.
Get out.
Like, you acquired him? You're working for McKinsey, bro.
That's it. No. He doesn't even know the original.
Yeah. Ah. I have a friend. She's been at McKinsey like 6 years.
Mm.
And like,
don't do
her
that.
Boyfriend's a busker. You know, like, no shade to buskers. And then she walked in on him cheating on her. In her apartment. And then she like, I'm like, nah. You guys are still together. I'm like, it's wild.
I kick rocks.
But anyways.
Oh my gosh.
I told them to break up and now we're not friends anymore.
These things do happen. Listen, guys, I didn't even go hold you.
I think therapy is something a lot of people need to explore.
100%. Why? Okay, I'm not. No, I don't mean to like. I don't mean to like laugh at that, but that's funny and true. It's so like. Whoa. I remember when my first week, bro. I felt like I was a new person, and then I was like, I'm not even gonna hold you. I definitely had that thought, and I'm listing names in my head like, bro, so and so needs to be here right now.
Oh, but do you know what the thing is? That's like, once you go to like, have you ever seen somebody that goes to Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah.
Like, they just see everything wrong with people. They'll be like, yeah, I know. Ooh, he so and so had 2 drinks.
Did I tell you?
At lunch. I think they just see things with everybody.
You know, I'm going to save the story for next year because it's too
you
much.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's like,
I don't want to ruin
once
this
you
vibe.
Start doing something, or it's like, you know, that person that's lost like 100 pounds or something.
Okay.
They've lost 100 pounds. Mm. They start seeing your habits and be like, Jonathan, really? 12 Krispy Kreme?
You're going to. Yeah. Just want to point it out.
Bro, what the hell?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think once you go to therapy also, like, and you're unlearning things about your life, you're unpacking things.
That's
about
the
life,
best.
You start looking at people like, oh yeah, you. Simba, can we FaceTime him? Like, if I FaceTime Simba, what you're saying right now?
Right.
Is that
right.
Still my rate? Or
is
it
still,
need to
is it exactly, is this,
because
is this,
I have a friend that needs to
hear this. Is
this
still a me problem?
Because I have a friend that needs to hear this exactly. He's way worse than me.
Can I tell you my best bar that my therapist hit me with at one point? You know how you used to always say, hey, that's a you problem?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, I incorporated that into my everything. And then I remember saying that a bunch of times, like, whether it's in a story or, like, me just saying whatever. And it's like, hey, oh, yeah, this is a you problem. When she used that bar on me, I kid you not, I nearly cried.
Because
It was one of those, like, it was a challenge. It was like, hey, yo, so I need you to do this. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm getting it. That's a you problem.
No, but do you know what the problem is?
Like, I love that.
I think therapists can be quite rude sometimes. You know, like, we're used to having people cuddle us.
Yeah.
To be fair, you know, like, people pull punches sometimes.
Yeah.
The therapist sometimes, she'll be like,
no.
She'll say something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jonathan, I think you have a pleasure-seeking problem. I'm like, why are you shouting?
Yeah. Too much bass. Too much bass.
Why? You see how small my ears are. Why are you shouting right now? Was this necessary?
Oh.
And I think sometimes it's good to have somebody tell you about yourself.
You do need that. And I think sometimes, okay, so I was going through two phases. One, I was refusing to listen to the people who were saying obviously the same thing. But I'm like, no, I don't want to hear from you. We're too familiar. It's too close to home, right? Having a stranger also call me out on some of my things, at least a stranger at the time, initially. It was like, it was refreshing in the way I could respect it. It was new. But then, you know, as time went on, it was like, this is, it's necessary. And then I could also go back to certain people and take certain, like, I could handle heat.
Yeah, because you've been broken down now.
Yeah.
So it's not the first time.
It's not, yeah, right. Exactly.
So when your mom's like, oh, yeah, you're doing this wrong. It's like, you know, I've heard this before. Like, you're more receptive. when you hear the bar for the first time. And then obviously, like.
Actually.
You know, my dad says,
so
like, you know,
funny.
Son, you're so hard to talk to sometimes. I'm like, nah. Because when you come, this guy comes with those Lord of the Rings movies, bro. Like 3.5 hours, bro. Just there. Then intermission. Then you come back. Then I'm being blasted. You know, son,
he said, just so hard to talk to sometimes.
He's like, nah, you don't listen. Bro, like, I'll be getting blasted. Like, you know, son, I feel like you're not taking this seriously. This fine, cool, yeah. Then I'm being shouted at, you know, in 1999, you let my roses die.
I hate that.
And I'm like,
I do, then I don't enjoy that.
Are you vexed about the roses? About me being a
fucker?
Yeah,
exactly. Like, what was it? Because I was 6 years old at that time.
No. No, but for sure, it helps you break things down.
And then these are good points.
It makes you more palatable to.
Yeah.
To necessary dialogue in your life,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so, if you've never heard it, like you're being massaged into whatever point,
right?
Right? So, and we all have glaring issues,
everyone
and I
does.
Think that's
yeah,
the,
for sure.
But one thing I will say is therapy only works if you do.
You have to,
and it's like these people have a it's like a confidentiality thing there.
Yeah,
and you know it's always weird, like when you first get there, and they're like, "So why are we here?" I'm like, "You know, I'm fucking here."
I had to fill out a form. I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Why is it so long?
I didn't know. Not just that. I do you know what? I felt like I knew my issues. Like, I'm like, I'm coming in for this. Then when I'm reading some of the questions, do you struggle? I feel exposed.
These things are layered.
And I tried my best to like put one word answers. Like, I'm not even going to go into sentences here. But by the time we ended it, you know, she'd sit there and she'd be like, I knew this was going to be, you know, a point we'd arrive at and, you know, have to talk about it one another. But it's good. You're right. You do have to put everyone's cards. Everyone has to put their cards down.
But therapy only works if you do. And I think if you go in, and I think this just helps, like with any relationship, right? You're feeling each other out. So, you know, you just tell one of your, like, you know, we all have a batch of stories that will make us look crazy. Not saying you're going to get put like in a padded room or anything, but it might make people raise their eyebrow a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like you tell a story and you're like, oh, okay. And you're like, that doesn't like freak you. Against. And she's like, I mean, I can see. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. Cool. Like then you get people comfortable. They're like, oh, you know, that was crazy. I got another one for
that's
you.
That's so good. And that's like, so good. That's so true.
Because
well.
You're like, you know, at least in the therapist I've been with, okay, I've only ever worked with three, like, professional.
I was gonna say, as soon as he said three, I was like, dude, that's a lot. I'm with you, bro. I love you, man. I love you.
Guys, you know, some of us more problematic than others.
To be honest with you, I mean, Things and Things has also been our therapy.
Yeah.
We're gonna get into different aspects, but please continue.
No, but like we have two really good episodes on like mental health, mental health updates. And people, you know, listen, one thing I want to do is be at the forefront about talking about shit that matters to me, right? And so yeah, I think us talk about our mental health is not a problem.
No.
Right? But also, in life, because that was when we were in the trenches.
Yeah.
Now, we're thriving. So you actually don't hear about that. Because it was just started with like a gas or something.
Not just that.
Life
or,
is good.
Or
we develop good habits, got good coping mechanisms. Yeah.
And I was going to say, it can also be like kind of jarring for someone to understand, especially if they only see the healed version.
Yeah.
So I was saying this to someone today, and we're having...
Oh no! Say that again. Say that again.
Right.
That was a bar.
So the point I'm saying is like, if I've already seen you in your healed era, right, and you start to even like tap into the dark days, even if you're telling a story, whether it's like whatever it is, right, whatever angle, and you're talking about something, and I'm struggling to put two and two together because I'm like, no, I don't see it. It's like, yeah, because I've worked on myself. I'm healing. I've healed. I'm this. I'm that. I'm that. So I'm saying this to. I'm having a conversation with someone, and we were talking about. We got to the topic of depression and I had to like break it down to the point where I'm saying, no, I don't think you understand this. Like there was a point in time when like whatever version you think you see, it wasn't it. I was mentally gone. I felt like I was heavily sedated and just never knew, like I couldn't feel anything. And you know, this person's there. They're like, oh, I don't see that. I'm like, yeah, because I'm a nice person now.
You're a bitch.
And so I kind of had to do that. I'm like, okay, give me an example for you. Give me a toxic situation. And I went straight for toxicity because now I'm being honest. Like this is me also being telling you guys I'm healed because your boy used to be toxic. And so they're like, oh, you know, I dealt with someone who did ABCDFG. And I said, all right, let me take it to level 4. If that was me. In fact, let me tell you what I did when that situation was Somebody's presented
like,
to yes, me.
That's amateur behavior. So what I did was,
right?
At my international conglomerate.
And this person's like, no, I don't see it. I don't believe it. I said, listen, I also have this thing where, you know, I have moods when I almost want to go back. You know, and I think it's almost like anything when you're recovering and you don't want to do something anymore. It's you have these things that pull you. And for me, it's... Obviously, like, bro, the thing that I invest the most in is also the thing that stresses me out the most. It's people. I love people, but people piss me off. So I have this weird thing where I'm like, I'm fighting, you know, and I'm trying to, like, get a thought out. And I feel like, ooh, maybe this is not being appreciated or this person's going around my back trying to do this, say this, whatever. Then I have moments where I'm like, you know what? It's about demon time. And then this is when, like, also you have levels of accountability with people. So for me, it's like when I get into certain mental states, I call you, I call a few other people, and it's not even for you to say anything. But it's for me to let it go.
But that's why you're in therapy, because that's the blind leading the blind. We need to talk about that. Why are you calling me? I'm a Muppet just like you're a Muppet. Nah, but but no.
Yeah, Jonathan does cross his arms sometimes, like, oh, okay. But there's a difference.
That's a real thing. But it's a mechanism that you learn, though.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. And so what I didn't do in the past was, hide behind that. It's always easier for me to then go to someone, give my version of a story, and then you make me feel good about myself versus me actually acknowledging what's going on, saying, hey, I got called out for this. Is this true? I remember I did that with someone, right? Mm. I'd never done this before. Someone said something very hurtful, incredibly hurtful to me. And I literally took a screenshot. I sent it to you. And you were like, you know what? They're not lying on these 3 points of like 50. And it was probably one of the hardest things for me to hear. Because for the first time, it was one of those things where someone's like, I don't have anyone putting a battery in my back to be like, nah, King. You've always been legit. Mm. Or this one was always fake. Or this one is always... No, it was like, yep, I actually agree with this. And in fact... Let's dive deeper. La, 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 la. So now I'm like, okay, if my brother is saying this, then clearly there are things we need to, you know, address and adjust. And even in therapy, it's like, especially if you're being honest, like you said, it doesn't work if you don't. There's moments that you'll have where you say something and you could be going off on a rant. It could be week 2, week 5, month, whatever. But they'll remind you to be like, hey, do you see what's happening here? You're kind of circling back to ABCDFG. Do you know why you're doing that? Because we're still insecure about this. Or wah, 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 wah. And then it's like, okay. And then I think there's also, honestly, sometimes there's things you know deep down, but you're just not ready to acknowledge them. Mm. And then having someone not necessarily shine a massive flashlight on it, but have someone escort you through it is a lot easier, right? And
mine's flashlight. You know, like, have you ever watched those border security, like in Arizona or whatever, and then they just see, quack, quack, quack. Or like the prison movies, you know, yeah, the people are escaping. Yes.
Hey, what's that show we loved watching? Hey, we used to kill it, man. With this guy locked up abroad.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. My goodness.
That's me, bro.
Oh my goodness.
Like, no, there's no flashlight. Nothing. So, Jonathan, you really haven't recognized this pattern? I'm like, what are you saying? A pattern? Like, this happens a lot. She's like, and then, you know, when they go back in the notebook, like,
yeah. Because I know. Do you know what I love is when. Even when you think you're healed and you're like, you want to give people all these gems and then someone calls you out on the same thing that you're trying to call them out on. I'm like, no, but hold on. You're a professional at this. So shut up. And it's like, come on now.
No, but I have an ex. We're cool. Probably like my most amicable ex. And she like, she just like that, the time of my life. This is like in college, bro.
Okay.
So some of the nonsense. She just knows college Jonathan. If that
Yeah.
Like... So she hit me like on a like
rockstar.
She hit me on a Sunday, like, hey, bro, I need to talk to you about this thing. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. She's like, you hungover? I'm like, nah, I'm just chilling. She's like, she's like, no, ball so hard with the boys. I'm like, no. And like for her, she just can't see it.
Mm.
Because like that's
the trauma created there.
Yeah. So it's like, no, that's just the version of you I know in my mind.
Jeez.
I'm like, bro, I'm so wholesome now. Going to farmers markets and shit. You know, drinking lemonade. No. I mean, can't be out all night on a Saturday. No. Definitely a Tuesday though, but whatever. That's a different story. But yeah, no. And so it's like...
That's a great point.
So as much as like you are healing through like the work that your therapist is doing.
Yeah.
And through the therapizing.
Mm.
See, look at that verb, right?
Therapizing.
Fucking Oxford, send me my money. Just inventing new words and shit. Right? But yeah, through your therapizing, like number one, I commend you for even attempting to do that.
Yeah.
Taking on the information. Mm. And making changes. But it's crazy because like the muppetry that you've done out here in this universe, like it sticks on people. And sometimes people can't unsee it, you know? And that's wild. So as much as like you're like in your healed era, like
there's still people who are like massively
that's all people remember about you.
Yeah.
It's like, no, like this is the version of you I remember. It's like, don't get me wrong, King, I love what you're doing, but like
I think okay, so that's hitting me quite hard because Not to say like it's happened specifically.
Oh, it happened. Yeah, I've been there.
But I'm saying like I think also the realization of it because it's one thing to take on the information. It's another to start acknowledging it and be like, dang, like so this is just we're done. We can't fix this. Like it's actually grieving a situation if anything. Mm. And yeah, I think sometimes it's a lot easier to say or act like. You know, I'm here, I'm this, I'm that. And, you know, there's a level of confidence that you also get when you're growing and you're coming out of some crazy phases of your life. But I think it's also really healthy to acknowledge the fact and even present continuous moving forward to be like, I don't want this to ever happen again, you know. And so I'm going to work my ass off to make sure that doesn't happen, because I hated how, you know, this situation happened. I've had that, I've kind of had it in reverse, where people have come to me and we'll have a conversation and you can just see like things will never be the same, but it's them acknowledging the fact and saying like, dang, I really wish, you know, I didn't go as hard on this, or I reduced this because I hate how I don't have you in my life, or this and that. And I'm like, And then in reverse, like experiencing that for me, it's like, it's a very sobering thought and moment. And I do that with very, like, with some of the deepest hurts, where it's like, I never want someone to feel like that again. I never want to do that to someone else. So as much as we were joking about like, yeah, going back to demon time and whatnot, those things are comfortable. It's a lot easier for me to be like mean to you in a situation than to actually be honest and say, hey, yo, you hurt me. So to sit and actually just take it is like, aish, okay.
But you know,
it's important.
I think, do you know the thing is? This life is a very finite thing, you know? And if you're blessed to have great people in your journey and then unfortunately have to lose them, you actually start to realize, wow, this person, like, it left an impact on my life.
Facts.
And you know, sometimes people leave a positive impact or a negative one. And I think the biggest thing is when your story is done, when the book of Jonathan is done, when the book of Simba is done, it's like, how did I treat people? Like,
what are they going to remember about? Exactly.
And I think inherently we want to be more positive than negative.
Yeah.
Like, that's just something all people. But I think sometimes this therapizing, it's a tool. It's a tool to help you get there. Because don't get me wrong, your mom knows you're a Muppet, your dad knows you're a Muppet.
Right?
Trust me, people know.
There's people who know. That's so true.
And I think sometimes you just need to hear it from a different voice. Somebody that can, and then also somebody that can give you like tangible resources, right? To help you.
To
and
help
then
also, you go.
Right? Sometimes, you know, when the victims of your mental health deterioration, or no, not the victims, the fucking proponents of it, are asking you, but why are you like this? Sometimes you actually, sometimes you can't talk. So I think sometimes it's to go get like an unbiased third party version of say, hey, listen, bro, I need to go there. Because as much as like I love these people, sometimes it can be your partner, like the relationship you can
100%. It could be people.
Your family situation.
Friends,
whatever.
Family, whatever it is.
So I think you need to take that step and be like, oh, okay, yeah, let me just go.
And I think, like, I want to put emphasis on that because it's your responsibility to do that. I can't sit here and say, you know, I hate how, you know, this makes me feel, this makes me feel. I remember even, like, just recently I was having an issue, you know, with certain people in my family space. And your dad said something to me, but he's like, yeah, that's not you don't have jurisdiction there. And as much as you say you're frustrated, the only thing you can do is move away and not be frustrated. So whether that means like you turn around and act like you can't see it or hear it, do it. Whether it means ignore, la la la, do it. But what you can't do is this right now to be like, oh, I feel like, it's not your, bro, this is not your ball, not your court, not your monkey, not your circus.
That's about,
do you know what I'm saying? Like, and that changed a lot for me because it also takes out the thing where I'm like, I wanna sit and wallow in this space. And I realize I actually can't because, yeah, you can only do that for so long before you're like, you're putting another chip on your shoulder. And it's like, when you get to a space where you don't want to do certain things, and we've learned, and we've spoken about this in a crazy sense, through some of the most traumatic things. And it's like, you don't actually have to get that far to realize that this is a problem or this is not good or this is unnecessary, whatever it is. Sometimes it's like, listen to the person who's close to you saying certain things or be able to go to someone else, yes, talk, and then come back into the space where initially there was safety and be able to listen and, you know, work through certain things. So I'm also finding that as a point of growth where I'm like, I don't actually have to go and talk to someone and pay someone to talk to them right now. Like, I'm good and I have enough people where I'm like, if I just listen to these people around me, I'll actually be okay.
But you know what the thing is? I think sometimes it's like one of those things that you need to go get like a certain skill set or a certain set of tools because you might be working through like a current problem.
Right.
So I think
then
so
that's
like,
different.
So I think like you go for a season.
Yeah.
Like for me personally, it has to be a season thing because sometimes those therapy things rack up. How is it 150? What the fuck?
Shut up. That's hilarious.
Don't start with me. you know. Whatever.
Yeah. But guys, I think like it's really important to, number one, get to a space where you can acknowledge certain things and then do whatever it is you need to do. This is something that we always talk about whenever we do these mental health updates and stuff. It's like find whatever it is for you that's going to help you be a little bit more comfortable to do whatever. And sometimes that's removing yourself from a situation. Sometimes it's inserting yourself in different situations, pose. But like, just be open to these things. And also be willing to change, to grow, to do whatever. Because I promise you, like, there's so much stuff you'll learn. There's people who I also thought like, this one will never. And then they are going through crazy things. And I'm seeing like a whole different human being. And I'm like, that's actually encouraging me more. And I'm not sitting there saying I have the same problem. But it's doing something for me where I'm like, where can I do that in my life personally? Because I love that. I love when I see people like take extra steps for themselves or whatever their situations are. And they're like, I just don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to have this feeling. I don't want to do this. And they're taking these massive, you know, steps to like try and make that happen. I'm like, yeah, okay. There's something to be said about that. So like, if you've never thought about it, think about it. If you've never looked into certain things, ask someone. If you have no idea where to begin, talk to some of us. We're weird like that. Like, this man just told you he had three therapists. Imagine, there's three people there.
Professionals.
I love it, though. This is where we are, guys. Good people. I think we're going to love and leave you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.